So coming shoreside, was that kind of a big decision for you, or did you think it was temporary? Or
well, when I came shoreside, where I was at in my career, I had always, as I had, instructed my brother and mentored other young pilots and everything, I'd always studied my craft. The problem with studying your craft and studying it so hard is you will reach a point to where you don't know everything, but you know a lot, and you have made it become so easy to you that you're actually bored. You're waiting for high water to come or low water to come where there'll be something interesting today.
Yeah.
You know, you've milked the miles all you can, and, I was bored, really. I really was. And I saw this as a new challenge, something to try, and got in there. And you always feel like you make a difference, and I think I have made a difference. You come in and I get guys that, guys come in that I manage, or they're looking for work, or even after they go to work for me, and they may foul up, and you can make a difference in people's lives.
Mm-hmm.
And I've got to do some of that, and I like that. I like taking the guy that somebody else wouldn't normally look at, and if I see something in him, and seeing something in him, and then working with it,
right.
and taking him somewhere. I had a boy in my office the other day. I had to bring him in. Good man. He's a good man. Good hand as far as his work and everything. But he just wants to stir the pot all the time on the boat. And it's fun, and he thinks it's fun. I had to, of course, he caused some trouble. And just had to have a talk with him and explain to him, you have so much potential.
Mm-hmm.
And I tell you, like my father told me, your worst enemy is you. You're blowing it. And get him headed in the right direction. And he is headed in the right direction, I think. And I think he'll do well, so. You enjoy being able to, make a difference in somebody's life. And through the years, and you can do that on boat also. You it's not just shoreside. I mean, I've had several things. We had a fellow show up on a boat one time. They sent him out, and I guess, back in the day, I know they did. They hired a lot by the phone, and they sent us a kid out on a boat. And, he was, I don't think it's a politically correct word to say, but basically he was retarded. Good kid. Hard, work hard. But he would run a ratchet all the way out and it'd fall apart because he just couldn't grasp it. And we were at Kentucky Lock, and the mate on the boat, who's a pilot now, one of the best pilots I know, he was my mate at the time. We locked through, and on the lower wall, you have the green deck hand. He'll walk the wall with a handy line, and if the head gets away from the wall too far, the mate can't throw a line to catch a pin and check it. You throw him a handy line, and he'll tie it on a line, and you pull it up, put it on a pin for him. And the head got out on the mate, and the mate hollered at Jerry, and he said, "Throw me the line." And Jerry said, "What?" And he said, "Throw me the line." So Jerry did. He threw him the handy line. All of it. He didn't hold the end. And, of course, the mate was fit to be tied. And I had to calm him down. But we worked with Jerry and brought him along.